Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, March 29th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, we have made it through March, just about. Now, rarely have the planets aligned as they have today. It's an epic stellium of seven planets in the sign of Pisces. Pisces is the mutable water sign of fishes swimming in opposite directions. It rules, among other things, the oceans, rivers, and lakes. Now, these seven planets are the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Neptune, Rahu, and Saturn. And in addition to that, just minutes ago, we had a new moon. That is a conjunction of the Sun and Moon in Pisces. Later on this afternoon at 2 p.m., Saturn, the lord of material karma, changes signs where it's been in Aquarius for 2.5 years into Pisces. Now, this is very significant. To begin with, the new moon marks a new 28-day cycle with the Piscean energy in high gear. Now, that energy runs a spectrum of heightened intuition, imagination, inspiration, but also fantasy, escapism, delusion, and gaslighting. Each planet in Pisces expresses the Piscean energy in their respective voices. For example, Venus here will focus on love expressed through Pisces, love, art, romance, and diplomacy, and personal finance. That can make Venus love everyone and everything. Mercury here can be deluded because this is the planet of rational thinking, and rational thinking doesn't do well in a realm that is ruled by fantasy. The Sun here wants to express its highest spiritual qualities that the sign offers, which are faith, devotion, and a sense of the miraculous. Now, Saturn entering Pisces after 2.5 years in Aquarius is a big deal. Well, actually 5 years, because it was in Capricorn before that. Capricorn and Aquarius are both ruled by Saturn. So those are, you know, it's kind of places where Saturn can really express its energies, somewhat harsh. Now, Saturn in Pisces will begin a new 29-year cycle. If you think back to, let's say, 1997 or 1998, something that began way back then has completed a cycle, and now a new cycle will begin. And as all new cycles go, there will be the usual ups and downs, gains and losses, but a whole new bevy of karma begins to be released. Now, remember, the Pisces energy is about dreams, imagination, and spirit, and water like oceans, rivers, and lakes. That's what's going to be upset, and that's where things will happen. Now, Saturn in Pisces is a powerful combination because Saturn brings discipline to a range of these Piscean things. Anything from spiritual practices to the many forms of creativity, art, romance, ideas, dreams, and so on. Saturn in Pisces is key in making things real. It concretizes those areas. Now, Saturn in Pisces also dissolves the things that Saturn rules, which are structures. Saturn is all about structure and form, institutions, things that are the status quo. So in Pisces, things get dissolved. Now, Saturn is notorious for contributing to pessimism and negativity when its energies are not harnessed. You know, that Saturn-Saturnian kind of dour look. But in Pisces, which is ruled by Jupiter, Saturn can be, well, gets a boost. It's a little bit lighter. Now, here's an interesting note. Astrologers who study these historical cycles point out that the spread of Christianity took off like wildflower the last time these planets were in Pisces, with the exception of Mercury. They said that it occurred in 53 AD. Oh my goodness, so maybe there's a new wave of religion sweeping the country. Who knows? So if you pay attention to your inner voice, your inclinations, and callings, you may find a new direction emerging in your life and the sense of the start of a brand new cycle. Now everything changes, as change is the nature of the universe. And we are experiencing a big change out there in the world at large and in our own personal kingdoms, for sure. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for now. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. Over and out.